Will your signature become obsolete, or is it already obsolete? It seems to be on credit cards. Senior industry analyst with creditcards.com, Matt Schultz, is here. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
So far, as I understand it, it's up to the retailer, him or herself, to decide whether they want to continue to accept customers' signatures or not. Yes?
Yeah, that's basically right. The credit card networks, so Discover, MasterCard, Visa, and American Express, have said that they are no longer requiring merchants to take a signature with a credit card purchase, but there's nothing that says that they have to stop doing it.
So the deal is that security is now so good, we don't need signatures anymore. That in the old days, like, that's how we would track down criminals. We'd match the signature. What's in the security that we don't need it anymore?
Well, what they've basically determined is that a signature doesn't deter anything anymore, because it's really not hard to forge someone's signature. And a lot of people, when they sign for a credit card, they don't even really do the signature to the full degree that they would on like a mortgage contract or something. It's just scribble, so it doesn't really accomplish anything. So a lot of the bank's efforts have been on things like PIN codes or even biometrics like thumbprints and that sort of thing.
So how far away are we, Matt, to the optical scans, and that being really sort of the top of the mark when it comes to identifiers?
Well, we're still a little ways away from that becoming really, really common. But the truth is that with something like Apple Pay or Samsung Pay, where you end up using your thumbprint to identify yourself, a lot of this stuff is already here. It's just not widely used.
It's a brand new strange day, that's for sure. And what about checks? Are checks going to become obsolete as well? For the most part, I know they are, but
yeah, there's always going to be a space for checks, even though it is still really strange when you see somebody writing a check in line because it's become so uncommon. But there will still be a use for checks, and there will always still be folks who prefer checks. So even though checks have largely gone away, they haven't entirely.
So is this, of course, because they figured out security, we don't need signatures, but also I got to imagine the retailers like this because they can just zip people through the line without having to sign anything.
Yeah, and they do, and they would hope that it would speed things up a little bit, but I would imagine that a lot of folks won't quite get rid of this yet because they will need to change the way their checkout terminals are set up. And also, people have already gone through a big change with the implementation of smart chip cards.
Yeah.
So they've already thrown a lot at us. I don't know that they'll be that eager to change things up even more.
But, I mean, your signature can't completely go away. What happens in the case of, say, a real estate deal where you have to sign about 8 million pages?
Oh, sure. We're just talking about credit cards
about
here.
Retail.
I don't see that going away with mortgages and kind of bigger, higher dollar type things.
It's interesting that really even the autograph has gone by the wayside when it comes to celebrities because people just want to take a selfie with them instead.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. I was somebody who collected autographs when I was a kid, and now that's kind of become a relic of the past in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's an interesting note, and we've gone from signatures to, you know, writing your signature with your own fingertip, not even using one of those black pens that's attached to the machine. And so you think that overall it will be the fingerprint that will be the next most common mode of identification?
Either fingerprint or facial recognition, some sort of biometric sort of tool. And ultimately, even though it's a change, it's a good thing because there's so many bad guys out there trying to get your money that whatever you can do to better protect us, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and I think really privacy concerns have also got to be going by the wayside in many cases with regard to these rudimentary things, because these the sorts of things we're talking about, fingerprints, eventually optical scans, that sort of thing, are probably going to be your best bet to avoid some sort of ID issue. Theft.
Yeah, and I mean, the sad truth is that everything is hackable and everything can be compromised.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what it gets down to is that people need to build identity theft checks into their regular financial routine. They need to check their credit card statements and bank statements online once a week. They need to keep a regular eye on their credit score, their credit report, and they need to just be on alert for anything that might be out there.
It's got to be on the daily to-do list for sure. Matt, thanks so much for your help this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that is Matt Schultz. He is the senior industry analyst at creditcards.com.